Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Anyway, it is a 7:20. We're following the story of the United States universities, and over $2 billion could be lost to Harvard if they don't comply with some of these stipulations. I mean, that's an enormous amount of money. John Day is an attorney in the United States. He joins us this morning. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm well. How are you?
I am well, thank you. But now, how much money goes to these universities from government and from taxpayers?
Okay, well, it's a good question. It's, ultimately it's billions of dollars in grants over time to, you know, all of these public and private universities. And the latest move by the Trump administration is to tell Harvard that the federal government's going to cut off about $2.2 billion in funds, in grant funds, that were going to go research, things like that, that were going to go to Harvard. Now, remember, Harvard's endowment is about $53 billion. So it's the largest endowment of any university in the world. So they've got plenty of money, but obviously this is a huge hit. And remember what the backstory is here, and it is a history of the Trump administration attacking these universities for what they said was lax or non-existent rules regarding anti-Semitism. Remember the protests from last year, and the fact that the university presidents of these Ivy League schools were testifying in front of Congress and really couldn't even say that they were opposed to anti-Semitism on campus and that they were going to do something about it. And it was kind of a remarkable time. And this is what the end result is.
What concerns me here, well, many things concern me, but one of the things that concern me greatly is if the, let's say, bad actors within the space, if the university stands by them and they manage to find alternate sourcing, well, that's great for them, because then they continue to educate people against Western democratic values from within the university schooling, the system. If it fails, then they have successfully destroyed one of the greatest universities, certainly in the United States and arguably in the world. So it's pretty much a win-win for them. But somehow, the university administration doesn't see it. It's almost this parasitic, and I know it sounds very, very harsh, but it is a parasitic relationship between these negative actors, maybe Qatari funded or whoever funding it, to say we're either educating people in this way to destroy American society, or we just simply destroy the university. It's a win-win.
I agree with you. And looking at the Harvard situation, again, this was the school I graduated from, so I have a lot of interest in how they're handling this. But about 2 months ago, there were some high profile lawsuits settled against Harvard by groups claiming that Harvard was lax in enforcing protections for Jewish students and lax in terms of allowing these protests that were very threatening. I mean, you remember the video and the pictures of students being surrounded
absolutely
by pro-Palestinian protesters walking across campus, being physically blocked. And the reaction from the administration in the eyes of the people who filed the lawsuits was the administration was letting this happen because they were paralyzed with fear that they would somehow be clamping down on the pro-Palestinian protesters, and they didn't want to do that. So these lawsuits were filed, these lawsuits were settled, and Harvard, as part of the settlement, and this is all leading up to the imposition of these withdrawal of these grants, but Harvard settled. They said they were going to improve their ability to address anti-Semitism on campus, improve their ability to protect Jewish students, and they adopted a much more broad definition of anti-Semitism when they did that. So Harvard was, in their eyes, they were trying to take these steps. I think they were obviously scared that there was going to be some other shoe that was going to drop, and this is the other shoe in terms of this these grant funds that aren't going there. But they thought they were taking steps that would address it, but at the end of the day, according to the Trump administration. They didn't. And it's happening to a lesser extent at other schools. You've seen it at Columbia. You've seen it at various other places where the government is stopping the funding based on what they perceive as a failure to address this pretty virulent anti-Semitism.
The fact is surely that had they, I don't know how many points there are in this Trump demand list of demands, surely if they went back and said, right, we can accept 70% of them, we've got a problem with these three, we need to find the way forward, let's sit down and talk about what it means, then, you know, or the impact that it'll have and what we're concerned about. I can't imagine that the administration would say, no, it's 100% or no percent.
You know, I you might say that, except when you look at their position on tariffs, you wonder is this sort of how addressing this one too. But the list of demands for Harvard was pretty long and included things like providing all the admissions data to the federal government that Harvard used, and it also a demand that Harvard stop using any sort of ethnic considerations, racial considerations in the admissions process. So it's things that have been, it's basically they're asking them to stop practices that have been going on for years. And
to redefine their culture, the Harvard culture.
Yeah.
So as an alumni, what is your, you know, and somebody, I consider you middle of the road, maybe because I find your opinions agree with mine. So I shouldn't assume that. But let's just say, as somebody who is able to look at this from both sides or from multiple perspectives, and an alumni, what is your feeling around this? What should happen?
Well, again, I go back to watching the former president, this woman named Claudine Gay, who was testifying in front of Congress 2 years ago, completely ineffectual, completely unable to articulate that. For example, one of the questions she was asked was, is genocide of Jews considered, how would Harvard?
He's calling for the genocide of Jews.
She refused to condemn it. She refused to condemn it. And so watching that, I was stunned. And of course, the reaction rippled throughout the world of the alumni. But I, you know, at the same time, you're watching the federal government putting its tentacles into private universities. And of course, there is there was obviously going to be a reaction when these schools, including Harvard, failed to address these campus protests where Jewish students were physically being threatened and blocked. And the universities seemed completely unwilling to do anything. And then the pendulum is now swinging back the other way. I mean, my concern is that, you know, the efforts by the university to address some of the concerns of the Trump administration obviously didn't go far enough. I'm curious to see how far is the university going to buckle. They've already issued a statement saying they're not going to follow through if they're going to resist these. But, you know, we've also seen, remember, the big American law firms who have been threatened by Trump, a lot of them immediately agreed to the administration's demands because they were trying to protect their client base. They were trying to protect their viability as a big law firm trying to make money and do work for their clients. And so you saw big, huge law firms in the U.S. Agreed to the demands of the Trump administration. Harvard has said, in a statement issued, I think, today, we're not going to do that. Administration cut the funds. It's going to be a battle. You know, the Trump administration is picking their battles. They're fighting this one out with China on tariffs now, and now they're picking on Harvard. But, you know, I will say, I mean, the alumni from Harvard are pretty well positioned throughout the United States. And I'm interested to see what the reaction is going to be, how much support there is for the university versus what the Trump administration is doing, and does this result in some much more fine-tuned efforts to, say, for example, protect students from anti-Semitic activities on campus? That's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out.
It will indeed. John Day, thank you as always. It is interesting to hear from an alumni and hear from somebody in the legal profession who understands the nuances and, of course, the landscape there at Harvard as well. It is 7:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.